pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Right here on the SEC Network as soon as we go off the air. Johnny B is up next. Hey, Johnny.
Jeff. Jeff from Columbus. Hey, man. Do I sound anything like Al on cocaine, you know, from the kids' show? Al, I have to shout the entire time. I don't know why. How'd I do on that?
That was good. You had me fooled.
Hey, the right at the first of the show, you were showing Calipari going in, I guess, being led into wherever he's going to do his speech or whatever. Did that not remind you of, like, if you ever been to a birthday party of, like, some 90-year-old guy and they're all cheering and they look like they had him by the arms, he's got on his members-only jacket and he's disoriented? I got that vibe. I wish you could play that back. It's
we will.
That's hilarious. But, you know, it's got to be tough when you go from $5,000 suits and bourbon and Churchill Downs to members-only jacket and meth and Walmart and chicken fingers. But, hey, he got the same face, so, you know, you've got to hand it to Cal. But he's doing good. I hate everybody's quitting, you know. But I want to say this, and I mean this with all my heart. You know I have a disdain for Jim like no other. But earlier in the show, it was brought up. And there was a time, and a lot of these people don't know because I've been listening forever. Jim, if you're listening, you were the top dog. I don't know where you hit your head or what went wrong, but you were the best. I'm going to give you credit.
You know, Johnny, that's how, you know, you've heard the, by the way, this is, we're replaying what Johnny was talking about a minute ago. This was Cal's entrance into Fayetteville. Kobe jacket wearing a red shirt that somebody
Kobe,
obviously.
That's a members only. Y'all can call it what you want to.
But Johnny, back to your point, and I said this in the book that came out about 10 years ago, the famous Page 54. Jim was the most compelling caller in the history of the show. He was one of the few callers that could ignite the show into outer space. But, you know, you see a lot of people, whether they're politicians, whether they're entertainers, where they just tend to become consumed with settling grievances, and that's what happened to Jim, and it's pretty sad, I think, because
I'll tell you something, and you'll remember this. There was a lot of people, and myself included, I would stop whatever I was doing.
Oh, yeah.
When Tammy came on and when Jim came on. And I don't know if losing, you know, sometimes you got to have your partner in crime or whatever, if that upset him. But I've been hard on him, and he deserves everything he gets because he's become a jerk. But at one time, these people don't know, he was a hell of a caller.
You are correct. And, I mean, we have great callers now, but there are few, and the yin and the yang of Tammy versus Jim, and they Phyllis, Shane. I mean, these are the people that really put this show into outer space.
You're absolutely right. It was like some of the great the
and by the way, and I-Man. Back then, I-Man was a fun guy to talk to. He wasn't like your crazy uncle.
I-Man and Shane, I can remember some classic feuds and stuff from those guys. And then, but there's one other guy that I want to talk about. Daryl, he can say whatever he wants to say, but if anybody's ever watched King of the Hill, there is not a doubt in my mind he made his money from being Cleveland on King of the Hill. He sounds, if he didn't, he's got to be as close to anybody that's ever been on that. And it's funny when you hear him because he's never brought it up. But if you'll ever watch King of the Hill and listen to the Daryl on there, you'll everybody on here can say that's got to be the same dude. So anyway, enjoying the show. I hate everybody's quitting. And let's just have a good time.
Hey, by the way, one person who hasn't quit, Johnny B, is Todd from Shelby.
Good old Todd. I love Todd. My favorite guy. I don't know whether he's going to praise me or whoop my ass, but I love old Todd.
He is the next caller, so I'm glad we could set that up. Todd, you're on the air.
Thank you, boy. He needs all the prayers he can get, too, brother. Listen,
I don't think our man quit yesterday. I just think you didn't talk, and that's why he just hung up.
Yeah, you're right. I'm willing to bet that our man will be back tonight.
I think he will, too. I mean, he sure as hell be the one ain't going to give it up like that. And I think Larry has probably heard you apologize twice, Paul. And that's all you can do is apology. But now, I don't know about Jim down there. I mean, he just wore out anyway. But this is how I see it. Because he talks to his buddy up there in Columbus. The one in Columbus is the uterus. And the one down there in Tuscaloosa, he's something else in there anyway. But, hey, let me give me a – Paul, can I give a shout-out to my buddy up there at Pale City?
Of course.
The Trojan Warrior, the Condom Man, $3 for $5 at Walmart. Get them fast you can because these don't leak. Thank you, Paul. Roll down tide, buddy.
Rick is in New Orleans. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Andy Staples was great, by the way.
Always.
I have a question. The SEC has an existing TV contract, and with the addition of Texas and Oklahoma, is that going to dilute the payments to the existing SEC team?
No. In fact, there is a clause in that contract. And this is one reason why CBS is no longer part of the picture, because CBS would not pay additional freight when Missouri and A&M came into the league. But there was a clause in the contract that if additional schools came in, the dollar amount would be accelerated. So no one's losing anything by Texas and Oklahoma entering the SEC in July.
Okay, that's really good news. And one quick question. Now that the GOAT has retired from Alabama, how long before LSU erects a statue of Nick Saban outside Tiger Stadium?
You know, that should happen because...
Oh, absolutely. We're still reaping the benefits.
Yeah, no, I mean, when you bring a national championship to a school, you deserve a statue. And that's how they determine it at Alabama. And, you know, the statues up in the Walk of Champions are the coaches who won national championships there.
Yeah, by the way, if anybody's never walked that, they need to. If anybody goes to Alabama from an opposing team, they need to walk down there and look at that. It's awesome.
It's remarkable.
As an LSU fan speaking, it is remarkable. Paul, thanks for taking
thanks
my
so
call.
Thanks so much. Great to hear from you, Rick. Paul is up next in Tennessee. Hey, Paul.
Hello there, Paul. You doing okay today?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Long-time listener, but a first-time caller. I got three quick questions for you. I guess they're related to Tennessee. If Tennessee would have beat South Carolina, do you think Kelly Harper would still be there at Tennessee?
Yes, I do.
I think that last part of that game, it was a big mistake on her part because they had nobody guarding that, Gale, and I can't understand how you'd make a big mistake like that. My second question is, how many people in college sports, not just football, is like a husband-wife, a wife-husband team? The reason I ask that question, I know Tennessee has I think the husband's retired, but they had a couple like that in softball, and then Kelly Harper's husband was on the sideline. That shocked me that happened.
It does happen occasionally. I don't know the number, but I know I see it. You often see it. You rarely see it in a major sport like women's basketball. You more often see it in a spring sport, as baseball, softball, maybe. You see it in gymnastics a lot too.
Okay, and my third and last question is, how many years was Pat Summitt at the University of Tennessee?
Listen, her last year was, I think, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. She started in the mid-70s and retired, I think, in 2012. I'll double-check the numbers, but...
Well, I think I heard the other day, or looked it up, I think it's 38 years.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And I wonder if there's been very many coaches that's been at a school that long. And to me, she was really a pioneer of this women.
Yeah, the number is, you're exactly right, 74 to 2012.
And don't you think she's a pioneer of the women's basketball? She's just kind of lose sight of that since she's passed away in 2016.
Yeah, I think she is. I think she's the most influential person in the history of the game. Now, there have been some great ones. Vandeveer, who announced her retirement today, is epic. Geno has won more than anyone's ever won. I think Dawn Staley has emerged as the coach of today. But no coach influenced the next generation more than Pat Summitt.
Yeah, and I think that the new coach, I'm going to give her some time there at Tennessee. Kim Caldwell is her name, and I don't think anybody should try to be like Pat, except they can maybe learn from some of her ways, because she'd give everybody, even the referees and their players, that stare, and she was really hard on her players.
Nobody's ever been harder, and that's why she created so many generational players. But you know, I mean, what Coach Caldwell said today or yesterday, I mean, you have to say that. I've sat through enough post-Bear Bryant press conferences and one post-Nick Saban, and it's the right thing to say, but no, nobody expects her to be anything other than what got her to this point. Thank you very, very much for the call. Let's continue with Kevin up next. Hey, Kevin, go right ahead.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Paul, number one, I want all these young listeners them to hear this. I'm an old person, and I'm going to tell you, people are knocking you and downing you on stuff. Let me tell you what, men and women out there, this man right here wrote articles and papers before you had cable television, before you had ESPN, and I had to listen to stuff. And what he said was good, because he was the Keith Jackson or the Brent Musburger of not on television. And I wanted to say that, and I want to take up for you.
Thank you very much for that, Kevin.
Because you're an encyclopedia on sports. I want to see if you know that. And I got another question right after this one, so don't hang up on me. Coach Bryant, I forget what year it was, when he went to Georgia Tech and they had to escort him out of the game with a helmet on.
Yeah, that was
or after, and what caused all that, Paul? Was it drinking or just
No, that was in I wasn't around for that, but I've read about it. That was in the 60s.
Grant Field.
Yeah, no, he wore the helmet. There had been a lot of controversy. I'm trying to remember whether Georgia Tech had already left the SEC. I'm guessing they had, although I'm not sure. But I will, after your great compliment of me, I'm going to have to check on that one, because I think there had been a big controversy in a publication, and that's the reason why he was concerned about his safety.
Now, a lot of people are going to probably think I'm crazy. I'm not a drinker, thank the Lord on that. I used to do it, though. But I'm going to make a prediction that the University of Kentucky is going to offer a job to Bill Self, who I think is trembling now at Kansas because he's had some down years. I may be wrong, and they may all think I'm an idiot, but I'm thinking they may offer him that job. One last thing I want to say, God bless our country. God bless you and Roll Tide.
Thank you very, very much. Yeah, the answer to your previous question had to do with an incident. I think it was the previous year with Darwin Holt. It's one of the and Chick Granning. It's one of the most famous incidents in history. There was a block on that play, and I think Darwin Holt pretty much leveled Chick Granning. It was controversial, and the next year Coach Bryant wore that helmet. We'll take a short break now that we have gone back into the 60s notebook. We are back with much more after this.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Let's head to College Station, Texas. Somebody who calls himself Cat Daddy.
Big Paul, you're looking good. You're sounding good as always.
You sound more like Cat Daddy than Cat Daddy.
Big Paul, I got the problem down here I got to tell you about now. The other day down there, I guess it was probably Tuesday, old Clemson Tom come down there to the liquor store. He's talking about how them pussycats down there over there in Clemson gonna whoop up on them South Carolina Gamecocks. I told him he'd been in that pyramid of moonshine too much. He told me, you don't know nothing, I don't know nothing. He called me, told me, call Paul, ask him. What are they going to be like? So I just want to know what your opinion is.
Cat Daddy, thank you very, very much. You win the most likely to succeed Cat Daddy Imitation Award. Tanner is up next.
Hey, Paul, that guy, he's pretty good. I got to give it to him. But
there's not a lot of competition for trying to sound like Cat Daddy, though.
Yeah, well, he beats AJ. But is AJ and John from St. Louis, is that bout, is that still happening?
As of yesterday, it was, yes.
Marquise of Queensbury rules, or?
I don't think there are any rules, so whatever you want to do, we will frisk them going in, and that would be the extent of it.
All right, that sounds good to me. But besides placing a bet on that, Paul, I want to be on the undercard.
Okay, the undercard. Who are you up against?
Well, Paul, I've poked at a lot of people on this show, but there's only one person that really gets under my skin, and that's AC. You start talking about fat Americans.
Well, hold on a second, Tanner. I don't want to be cheap, but I don't think we have the means to bring him back from Bangladesh.
Well,
that's about a 4-day trip.
Like I said, Paul, he better be glad he's over in Bangladesh, because he crossed my path. I gave him a country boy ass whooping you wouldn't forget.
Nobody would stop you from that either.
Oh, well, Paul, there's a lot of, maybe there are fat, lazy Americans, but that's for us. That we call them that. Americans. No, we can say that.
He's a total clown. I agree.
Yeah. Well, Paul, if this does happen, that's who I want to go up against, and I also want Larry. If he's listening, he's the one I'd want in my corner. I just a man who could volunteer to go to Vietnam. My stepfather did the same, and they don't make men like that anymore. And I hope he's not quitting on us, Paul, because he's my favorite. And I voted for him. No knock on Legend. I just, Larry's amongst the best, and I hope he ain't quitting on us, Paul.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Senator. We'll see you soon. Brad up next in Macon, Georgia. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Mr. Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hope you give me a little bit of time. This is a special call.
Okay.
And it's Masters Week.
Yeah, it is.
And if you're from Georgia, there's no better week.
No.
If you're a golfer. So can I give you a quick story about my uncle who passed away from Parkinson's and World War II veteran? Okay. His name is Jim Morris English. He was a golf professional, teaching professional out of L.A. in a course called Elandra, not far from really the city, where nets were hung around all the perimeters so the balls wouldn't go hit the cars. But Mr. Paul, he had a knack for working with all kinds of people, and he was known in the film industry as far as working with movie stars that wanted to play golf. And some of his students were James Garner from the Rougher Files.
For sure.
Alan Hale, the skipper from Gilligan's Island, who I met. And Lamont from, his name is Damon, I can't, but he was on the show Sanford and Sons.
Sure. No,
but.
Yeah. Hey, Brad, we don't have a lot of time, so yeah, go ahead and tell us what you want to tell us.
Okay. Producer from Price is Right needed Bob Barker to have a golf lesson as far as putting, to put a show on, and he gave it to him for 8 weeks, and Bob Barker was one of the best putters of all time, and basically they had to discontinue that part of the show when the contestants got called up because they could never win because my uncle. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Paul.
Brad, keep going.
Appreciate it. Okay, well, just I was going to say they discontinued that show, that part of the show, because contestants.
That is a great story. So that was your uncle. How long has he been gone?
He's been gone for just over 20 years, but I miss him so much, Paul, because he gave me the gift of golf, and this week means so much to us because it's the Masters, and he's a Georgia boy, and you know
that is. Well, Brad, thank you for paying tribute to him. We are heading to a break. I wish we could talk more about that, but we have a guest waiting. The press conference straight ahead in about 30 minutes. We'll talk about it next with somebody who played at Arkansas.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
I've shot of Bud Walton starting to fill up. We're 30 minutes away from the introduction of John Calipari at Arkansas. If you just got back from Mars, you're going, how did that happen? Welcome back, Pat Bradley, who knows a little bit about the Arkansas program. One of the greats for many, many years. Spent enormous time in that state. Pat, just as somebody who wore that uniform and who is part of the Arkansas history, what does this mean to get John Calipari?
I think it's huge. And he doesn't even have to win a game right now for it to have an impact. I mean, this whole week has been talk about the Razorback basketball program, SEC basketball, even the night of the national championship game. What are we talking about? Coach Cal,
well, Arkansas, not only that, SEC. John Calipari upstaged the NCAA finals and the eclipse.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, we knew the eclipse was going to, birds are going to be flying backwards, and but who knew the wildest thing was going to be Coach Cal to Fayetteville. But it makes sense when you start thinking about it in his previous stops. You have a state of 3 million people. You are the number one show in town, the headliner. And he's got the support of the most important people and the money people. And I think they're going to make it so that he's got everything he needs to succeed.
And he had a stop at UMass and with the Nets. But the point being, I remember when he got to Memphis, the whole town turned upside down. We all remember what happened at Kentucky. So in spite of whatever didn't go right lately, describe what impact he'll have, as he is already having, but once he gets officially introduced here in about 30 minutes.
I always felt like when Coach Musselman left, you needed somebody who could hit the ground running, the momentum, because although disappointing year this year for the Hogs, they'd been to the tournament three of the last four, two Elite Eight, Sweet 16. So you needed somebody who can just hit the ground running, battles on the court, recruiting battles, got to be able to win that. And you got to bring the energy, enthusiasm in a state like that, too. You got to be willing to go down to the Hot Springs Razorback Club and talk, shake hands, kiss babies and old ladies and all that kind of stuff. Coach Cal is built for that. And then he understands how important home court advantage is, right, for any college basketball team. I think college basketball is probably the most important. 20,000 people. He knows how to bring an exciting brand of basketball to get butts in the seat. You should be unbeatable at home. Unbeatable. I mean, that's the kind of place Bud Walton Arena is. So he understands all that, and I think he checks all those boxes. Of course, he's a Hall of Famer. He's going to be able to do it. But I think he truly enjoys getting out there amongst the people and being part of the community.
And what he did at Memphis was he brought some of the top players in the country with him, and the expectation is he may do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, he took not only that, but when he was at Kentucky, he took two of the number one players in the state of Arkansas,
right.
Archie Goodwin and Malik Monk. So Razorback fans don't forget about that. But what's interesting is when I was playing for the Hogs in the late 90s, we would play Memphis every year. You mentioned Memphis. And Nolan Richardson built his teams off of Memphis talent. Corey Beck and Todd Day, obviously. Cal comes to Memphis, says, no more. That rivalry is gone. So he didn't want the Hogs playing in Memphis. So I'm hoping maybe he can talk to Penny Hardaway, get that rivalry going. That'll be a lot of fun for Hog fans. Maybe play at a neutral site every other season. But I think Commissioner Sankey's got to be the happiest guy in the world right now. Think about this. You get one of the highest profile faces in the game staying in your league right. as the highest profile job is open. So you're going to get another one. And you're at Texas, Oklahoma. So Commissioner Sankey's going to be happy, as we all are, at SEC basketball.
So let me ask you about what you said, Kentucky. We may know by tomorrow, maybe by late tonight. The names are flying. replacing Cal is not easy.
You have to have somebody we know that has a thick skin, because you're going to get a lot of love. But with that, you're going to get a lot of criticism, no matter what happens. So, I think we've all heard the names. Scott Drew at Baylor's one where the guy is very comfortable. He understands what comes with that job, and I don't know if it's going to be him or not, but we know what kind of person, because it is a different type of job. People just are so invested in it. Now, they get all the resources to do that. I think you got to at least talk to Coach Danny Hurley, right? You got to reach out. Who knows? I know I listened to a press conference that Billy Donovan gave, and it sounds like he loves the NBA in that. You got to go after the top names in the business, because everybody knows the resources are basically unlimited at Kentucky, and what coach doesn't want that behind them?
So we may know that by tomorrow, but let's wrap up here on tonight. He's about to be introduced. You've been to these things before. Give the audience a preview of what we're all about to see in prime time.
Well, he's going to walk in with his wife. I don't know if he's going to have the hog hat on or not, Paul. I mean, he's got $8 million hair. He can't. Maybe that's doesn't want to mess it up,
maybe,
right?
Maybe afterwards.
Right, maybe afterwards. And then you'll have a lot of former players there. I was hoping I'd be able to get down there. Obviously, you know, I got the Paul Feinbaum show to be on, so I couldn't. That's more important. And the other thing is you're going to have administrations. Everybody's going to be smiling. Everybody's going to be in a great mood. He's going to talk about winning championships, which everybody wants to hear. And you may hear him say, listen, this is a fresh start for everybody. And you're going to have a lot of those very powerful and important donors in the front row as well.
And there are, and I read some comment today from somebody on the East Coast, of course, wondering about going to Northwest Arkansas. You went to school there. You've lived there. I've visited. I mean, it is a mecca of wealth and influence and really opulence in a way. That money will matter, won't it?
Yeah, well, the important thing was Walmart, because Walmart allowed for other businesses in the area to be able to get their product in Walmart, the biggest chain of stores there is. So that was the big, and this goes back, obviously, you know, decades and decades and decades with Sam Walton, what he created. So everybody now, Tyson Chicken, John Tyson is a big time basketball fan. The Hunt family, J.B. Hunt, big time basketball fan. So I think what separates Arkansas really quick is the fact that the guys who have a lot of the money, the families have a lot of the money, are local people. Right. And so they're invested since they were little kids in the Razorback program. And, you know, Coach Frank Broyles, too, I think has set the standard way back in the 60s of how to sell this program to the state. He did an excellent job. And Hunter Yurachek did an excellent job of identifying who do I got to create relationships here to make sure we can get this done.
We'll be watching in just about 20 minutes. You'll be part of the
another Hall of Fame coach after Coach Richardson, my man. Coach Cal is going to be coaching on Nolan Richardson Court.
That is amazing.
I love that.
I have a feeling we'll hear from Nolan quickly.
Yeah,
thank you so much, Pat.
Thanks, Paul.
Live coverage starts in 22 minutes right here. We'll take a short break.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. Watch the Paul Feinbaum Show weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on the SEC Network. Plus, you can listen and watch on the ESPN app.